bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I'm just so thankful because God really is at work. He's ordering our steps. He's orchestrating everything. And he's doing it by working in each individual. One brick and another brick and many bricks, the house is built. And except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain, yeah? Except the Lord watch the city, the watchman watches but in vain. So God is at work, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's working in you, he's working in me. And as we just are humbly receiving, then our faith is built. And like, you know, I like this subject about faith, because God is the one that builds our faith. And whether that's reading the scripture, whether that's hearing a testimony, faith comes by hearing Romans 10:17, and hearing the word of God. And it also means the words from God. It can mean either. It really is true that when God is energizing you when you're speaking, faith will be imparted to others. Whether that's manifestation of faith, it imparts to other people, it enlightens their darkness so that they can believe. And I'll give you an example of that. So yesterday, I really wanted to go out. So I said to Amber, do you want to go out for a coffee? And she said, yeah. So she took our car home. She come up, picked me up. And then Leanne, in the meantime, has rung me. Can I come up tomorrow? I said, well, Amber's got the car. You have to give her a call if you want to come up, and you can come up. So I said, well, I'm going out tomorrow with Amber. And I said, you want to stay in our house, which is fine. But we'll take Maya. Would Maya like to come with Granddad for a nice, you know, sandwich and a coffee? Because she likes her bacon and her chips. So Leanne asked Maya, and Maya was so excited, and she got a little lipstick and dressed up, and she really happy about coming out with me. So me and Amber and Maya, we're walking through this place called Yate. And we looked in this jewellery shop. Amber said, where should we go? I said, well, let's just walk up here. And then we was going to go back and have something to eat. And then as we're looking in this jewellery shop, just to look, window shopping, it's good therapeutic. This lady tapped me on the arm, and I turned round, and it was a lady that Leanne knows, Becky Jancy knows. And she said, oh, I just seen your friend Becky. She's with some other gal, and they're in Boswell's having a coffee. I said, oh, we're going there now. So anyway, after speaking with this lady, me, Amber, and Maya walked off, and then we seen Becky and her friend. And I just began to, after we sat down and made our introductions and greetings, you know, I sat down there and I just started to share with this girl. And really, after I look back on the whole conversation that I had, it really was like, it reminded me how Jesus went to the well, the woman at the well, and she was drawing water, and Jesus said to her, give me to drink. And then he started to tell all her life, you know. And usually when I'm witnessing people, I usually say to God, is there anything I need to know? Is there anything you can show me so I can bless this person? But I didn't do none of that. I was just sharing. It was just like a download of information. It was like I knew this girl's life, where she was in her heart, where she was in her mind. And I began to speak these things forth to her. And the next minute you could see all her eyes well up, you know, like tears. And God was really touching her heart. And I was really blessed, you know, because I was saying to her, you know, God wants you to have hope in your life. He's given us a hope. He's given you a future, an expected end. You don't have to have anxiety. You don't have to have worrying fears and doubts in your life. And it was just really come out of nowhere, like it's from the Spirit of God working in us. Anyway, this girl was really, really, really blessed. And also we had great fellowship with Becky and with Maya. And Maya was playing with a little Darcy, and they were having fun. And I had a nice cup of coffee which slipped out of my hand and spilled everywhere, so I didn't even have my coffee in the end. So we were just waiting for Maya to finish her chips. But look, God is really at work. You know, we just need to have a great confident expectation in our Heavenly Father. If God is for you, who can be against you? Like, nothing can be against you. And our confidence, you know, and our faith stands, you know, in the power of God. We look to God in every situation. We do have circumstances and challenges that come up. The enemy's after your emotions and your thoughts and your mind. He wants to sift you as wheat type of thing through the situations and circumstances that go on. But like, if we keep our minds focused on God, if we keep looking to God every day, knowing that he is actually energizing us, he's working in us, we got the Spirit of God that we can speak in tongues, we can edify ourselves, we can build up that inner man. And that's just so important. That's the game changer when we do that. And we just allow God to lead us and guide us and direct us every single day. You know, we can be hot every single day. And faith is persistent. It's like a pit bull on a cat or on another animal is attacking. You know, a pit bull, they lock their jaws and they don't let go. You can kick them, you can hit them with a stick, whatever. They won't let go of what they're doing. And that's how we need to have our focus. We need to be very focused. And you can, because you can determine that you can. And you can ask God, Father, I want to be focused every day. I want to really engage in what you want. And like when there's sharings and teachings going on, you know, God wants you to engage. You know, Jesus used to say, he that hath ears, let him hear. Well, what does he mean? Like he's saying engage. If you can hear, you need to engage. And when you engage in the words that are being spoken, your faith will really come up. It will really come up. And that's why, you know, for me, having sound words is very important. And if we're listening to anyone, we got to be careful what we hear. And we need to go to God with what we hear. Like I said last week, test the spirits, whether they are of God. You know, and because anyone can quote Bible verses and give their ideas. But we want the sound doctrine which sets people free. And that sound doctrine, that's where you stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free. That's where you're not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You know, God wants you to have peace. And you can't have peace, like I said to this young girl, without the Prince of Peace. And to receive the Prince of Peace, you know, all you got to do is believe on him. He's God's son. You know, you believe that God, you know, that he is your Lord, and you confess him as your Lord, and you believe God raised him from the dead. Then God puts his spirit in you. You are a child of God. And there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. See, you can see people's faith also. You can see it by their words and by their actions, by their attitudes, by their demeanor. You know, you can see where the temperature of faith is. You know, like you can listen to someone, you can say, okay, they need their faith built. You know, and God is the one that will build their faith if they got ears and they're engaging in what's being said. You know, we serve an unlimited God and he's given us the full measure. And it's up to us. At times, our levels of faith can be up and down. You know, if we're looking at the circumstances, if we're looking at the situations, our faith will become low. You know, if we let our emotions get involved, we can become low. And that's why, you know, we're in control of our thinking. We're to control our thinking. We're to lead every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. If you dwell on a negative, then it's going to get down into your heart. It's going to get down, it's going to get into your emotions. And the more you dwell in it, the more you come down. So you become low level in your faith. You've still got that faith in you, but your thinking has just kind of deactivated your low level of faith. You know, so it's like we want high level of faith. And that comes by looking to God and hearing sound words that encourage us, you know. And really, like words, I've talked before about words paint pictures, right? So if I start talking about coronavirus, Black Lives Matters, all these things, and what we've seen, Antifa, the riots, it's building a picture in your mind. You know, maybe a news clip will come up in your mind that you've seen about it. So, you know, words build faith. God gives us pictures, right? And like Pedro said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. It's not that what we see in the senses realm is what we see in our mind's eye. Okay, so when Jesus Christ says, you know, some of the things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, then you shall have them. So whatever you're desiring or praying, get a picture in mind of what it is. Get that picture in your mind and see you doing it. See you manifesting it. See you involved in it. That's faith. And it becomes a reality. It can become manifested. I can remember I went into a church with my girlfriend at the time many years ago, and they were doing a raffle, and I bought this ticket, was £1, and at that time £1 was like £10. And they had this big box of chocolates and flowers that you could win. And I remember just looking at this thing and I'm saying, I'm going to have that. That is mine. That there is coming to me. That is mine. I never forget this. And the raffle ticket, I can't remember the number, but when they drew the raffle ticket out for this particular prize, it was mine. And that was mine. I can remember 9 years old being at school. Now I was, you know, soccer, football, English football, I wasn't very good at it, and I was always stuck in defence because I was bigger than the other kids. And I used to hack them up and trip them up and stuff like that. So anyway, I managed to get the ball, and I remember running with this ball, and I'm saying, I'm going to score a goal. And I was saying it as I was running, I'm going to score a goal, I'm going to score a goal, I'm going to score a goal. And I got to the halfway mark, kicked the ball, and this ball travelled like it was going to go out for a corner, and then all of a sudden it curved, and then it went up, and it went over the goalie, and I scored the goal. I was so excited. I didn't know I was operating in faith. I didn't know I was doing those things. I was setting into motion a principle that God has set up. And I run up to my teacher, and I said, Sir, I kept saying I'm going to score a goal. And I did. I was so excited about it. But there's things, like I shared the other week, about when we look back on our timeline of life, we can see how God at certain times and places has been working with us, you know, and has shown us little things that have helped us to get where we are. You know, God has been with us from the very beginning. And when we confess Jesus our Lord, all the angels in heaven rejoice. And now he's got a plan and a purpose that he really can activate in us. But that is dependent upon our response to him. How humble we are, the level of meekness we got, whether we're going to get caught up in judging other people, talking about other people, arguing over doctrine. Listen, if you want to know if you've got real faith, put it to the test. You know, put it to the test, because your fruit will show you your faith. You know, faith without works is what? Dead, it says in James. So you guys have got great faith. You really have. And faith comes. It comes by hearing the words from God. Okay? And then when you say that, it starts to get down in your heart, and you believe your words more than anyone else. Okay, and that word gets down into that spirit, and then when you speak, your words are like bang right there. So like, again, every morning I get up, I say what I want. I prophesy my day, so to speak. I say what I want to happen, and I say what God says. I say the promises of God. You know, no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. It won't come to full fruition. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. You know, and don't worry about what other people say about you. Because I tell you what, if they talk about you, God's going to promote you even more. Especially if you're doing things with a pure heart, according to your understanding, unto the Heavenly Father. And our words should be words that encourage people. You know, God wants you delivered. If you've got darkness, then when you hear words from God and the Word of God, the Scripture grafted being taught, it brings light, it brings deliverance, it brings direction. God will always cause you to triumph. He'll always make you victorious in every situation. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? He is our dad. He's watching over you guys. He's watching every step. And we limit him when we don't believe in him. You know, we're to guard our heart with all diligence. You know, we're to watch what comes in, and we're to watch what comes out, right? We're to walk wisely. We're to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. We're to say what God says. Homologo, I think it's homologo, the Greek word. Speak the same thing. We speak the same thing as God. And then we speak the same thing one another. Of one another, those words that edify, those words that build up. We have a ministry of edification, so our words should always be building people up. You know, evil thinking comes in through the senses. You know, when we look at a person, we can think, oh no, not her again, not him again. That's the old man. Like, we don't pay attention to the old man. We reckon that old man dead. And we're alive unto Christ. The life that we now live, who do we live it by? The faith of the Son of God. And so just go to the Gospels. Look how Jesus Christ walked. Look how he spoke. Look how he prayed. Look how he worked with people. Look how he confronted people. I mean, Jesus had a big challenge in his day with those Pharisees and Sadducees. He was as bold as a lion. Plus he had the Romans as well. And these Sadducees and Pharisees could stir up the Romans, so there was no riots and stuff like that, you know. So, like, he had to walk with God. And we live in a day and time that is just as dark, okay. And we need to be led by the Spirit of God. And God really wants you to go to him and say, Father, what do you want me to do today? What are the things that you've got planned? And when we do that, you know, then, like for me, I just rest in God a lot. So, in other words, I give my day, I say what I want to say, I say what I want, not what I see, and then I'm there, and then I do, like, maybe reply to some emails, or maybe go on Facebook, have a little look around, check out my Instagram, reply to some messages there. And then Kim have sent me some instructions what I got to do at home and what not to forget. You know, so I do those things that I'm desiring all the time. Father, give me your work to do. Give me someone to encourage. And, you know, I'm fulfilled when I'm doing what you want me to do. When I'm doing exactly what you want me to do. And I'm fulfilled in the things that I'm doing. But when it comes to speaking the words of life, to even open up the scriptures with someone and giving them some understanding, that's my fulfillment. But we got to be persistent. We got to be like that pit bull and not let go of our target. And our target is to speak thy word, his word. Like, we speak those words from God. We pray for the laborers. We pray for open doors. When we are led by God, he will open those doors. I really desired yesterday to speak with someone. And I'm thinking, well, how am I going to do that? I got Maya with me, got Amber with me, and we're going to probably do a little bit of window shopping just to have a look, and then go and have a coffee. Like, Father, I really desire to speak your word, to help someone, to sow seed into someone's heart, that they can, you know, someone that's lost that really needs direction. And Father, your words are the words of life, and it sets people free. It gives them a hope. It gives them a confident expectation. When your ways please God, he's going to answer your prayers. When you've decided that you're going to follow and you're really going to do what he's showing you to do, he'll open those doors. My prayers are being answered left, right and center, because, you know, I want to please my Father. I haven't got my own agenda. I just want to learn to be very effective for God, and I want to impart and teach to other people the things that I know are working. Like I've been sharing about, you know, you've got to have a committed decision. Lots of people make decisions, but they don't make a committed decision. A committed decision means you're going to follow through on what you're going to do, regardless of the challenges that come against you, regardless of the pushback. Because I tell you, when you make a stand, the enemy does want to come against you. He does want to stop you. He'll put things in there to see if you really meant what you said. And we've got to say what we mean what we say, because God says what he means and he means what he says, right? So when you make a committed decision, you've got strength to really move forward and follow on. You know, you'll have persistency. You'll be very persistent because you'll have a commitment. You've got a commitment you've made between you and God to do what he's showing you. And then I realized I needed to be connected with someone that's better than me. Someone that has really walked this way, has walked the way that I'm going, you know, someone that knows the path, someone that has gone through the things, someone that has proved God. And so I know I need someone better than me. So then that's where God showed me where to connect. And if you just do these simple things that I'm encouraging, you know, you are going to be blessed, because I know I am. Listen, I'm nothing, right? In the senses realm, I'm nothing. But I know that these principles really work, and I've never seen so clearly in my life, because I believe God is opening all of our hearts to these principles and these things that we can do. Because of the times we're living in right now, we need to be very bold. We don't shrink back in fear. God takes no pleasure when we shrink back in fear. But when we turn our hearts to him and say, look, Father, you know, help me in where I'm not believing. Help me where I am being stuck. Get me out of this. You know, and the clarity and the clearness that comes by, you know, doing certain things, applying certain principles in our life. When we start to follow, then we can lead. You can't lead if you ain't a follower. You know, you can lead people, but where are you leading them? Is it the blind leading the blind? And I know that Jesus Christ wasn't distracted here, there and everywhere. Like, I know when the disciples connected with Jesus, they didn't keep running back to John to check out what Jesus was saying. Right? They received the words. Like, they were challenged. They were challenged with some of the things Jesus said. But that helped them to become strong. You know, and not everyone's going to agree with me, and not everyone's going to agree with you. You know, so this is where we just really need to have our dependency upon God to show us, Father, you know, show me the things where I'm not seeing. And I prayed this for a good few years, like, Father, show me what I'm missing. And I realized a lot of the traditional things that I learned, okay, stopped me from receiving the true treasures of God. And I, you know, it's like doctrines of men, and they may sound great teachings, but if it's not from God, if it's man-made, if it's manufactured through someone's education, then it can block you from receiving the true simplicity which comes from God. And, you know, the direction is very simple to follow. And we just, you know, we don't look back on those things, but we just keep looking forward to God. And, you know, and as we walk by the Spirit, our minds is being renewed. And the reason why that is happening, because God is enlightening our eyes. We can see clearly. We can see we don't want to go back to that old way. And if that old man pops its head up, the old habit patterns come up. You know, it's not you, it's your old man, right? So you are a new creation in Christ right now. You are very powerful. You can walk like the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been empowered. You've got that Spirit of God in you. You have all that enabling. You haven't got the spirit of servant. In other words, if you, the spirit of servant, they could lose it if they messed up, right? But you haven't got the spirit of servant. You've got the Spirit of Christ. And, you know, you've got liberty. You got freedom and you got peace. When you're walking by the Spirit, you will have peace, regardless of what your circumstances are saying, trying to get you to cave in, trying to get you to give in to your emotions or your fear or your worry or your lack. You don't look at that. You got to be like a pit bull, baby. You got to be focused in, and God will help you to do that. All these things that I've learned and seeing and doing right now, it's because God is helping me to do it. It's not because I've worked out a system or I've worked out a method, because I haven't worked out a system and I haven't worked out a method. But I started to realize as I walk, oh, wow, God, you've enlightened my eyes. The eyes of my understanding are being enlightened. I know what the hope of my calling is. I didn't really see it like this way. And for me, it's like I've been born again. You know, it really is. And I don't care what anyone says, because I'm proving the things for me. And when you start to see the different changes in a person, in their surroundings, in their fruit, then you might become convinced, you know. But really, we got to engage in the words that are being encouraged. And then follow it, do it. You know, that's what I'm doing, and I'm seeing the results. And God wants you to really have much fruit, that your fruit should remain. That you bring is the glory goes to God, because like when we follow His way, then He will make us fruitful and prosperous in every area, in heart and mind and clear vision and understanding. And the scriptures open up so beautifully. You look at them and you know, you just know that you know that you know. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share.